Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less, you will love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Yeah?
What is good?
February 7th. Anyone know what day that is?
That is President's Day? No, it's the Super Bowl.
Yes, it's. Oh my gosh, you got that right. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, well.
It is the Super Bowl. Now, while we don't know who's going to be playing in it.
I do.
Okay.
The Jets and the Giants. I think it's going to be a Subway Series.
Perfect. We do know that we can count on the cutest little muffins to be a part of the day on Animal Planet. Jim, you have to set your calendar for this because I'm talking about the 2021 Puppy Bowl. Yes, the Puppy Bowl has been on for 16 years, and with its 17th year approaching, I was able to talk to a very important person who's on the field. His name is Dan Schachner, and he's one of the Puppy Bowl referees. And I'm so sorry, like, if you've never seen or heard of the Puppy Bowl, I'm going to recap what that is. It's a once-in-a-lifetime game where Team Ruff goes head-to-head versus Team Fluff. All the puppies on the field are flipping adorable, but they're also all up for adoption. They play a game of football. And there's announcers, touchdowns, and yes, they even do a national anthem before kickoff. Here's a little audio from last year's game. What?
I don't have audio from last year's game.
You don't?
No, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I sent it to you this morning.
You probably did. Sorry.
Okay, let me do a recap. And they...
Sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. It's really cute. Basically, they do sneak plays and they play tug of war and it's all part of the game. But Ref Dan has partnered with Bissell Pet Foundation to spread awareness about the importance of adopting and even fostering animals. And with such craziness going on in 2020, pet adoptions actually have not suffered. In fact, pet adoptions are up by 30%. And for Ref Dan, it's a dream job. He went to American University in Washington, D.C., majored in communications. Then he got picked up by the Animal Planet. He says getting to ref the Puppy Bowl is the best job he's ever had in his life. And I kind of want his job. I think that would be so fun. Here he is talking about that.
Yeah. So every single one of the animals you see in Puppy Bowl is up for adoption. And by the time the Puppy Bowl airs, every single one of them does get adopted. So that's really what my job is. Yes, I have to be a quote referee and call the penalties and et cetera, but I also have to give them a voice and let people know that, listen, it's not just those cute little puppies that need adoption. It's every dog out there that needs our help.
He was so nice. So while we have a little bit of time to get emotionally prepared for all the cuteness we'll see on February 7th, if anyone is interested in adopting a pet or fostering one, as you heard from Ref Dan, I would absolutely suggest contacting your local shelters because, as Jim knows, dogs are man's best friends. That's where it feels good for today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.